In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名说话。
This afternoon service, I'd like to share with the topic with the everlasting God.
今天下午聚会，想要跟大家一起查考永在的神。
Let's turn to Psalm 102.
请大家翻开诗篇102篇。
Psalm 102, verse 12.
诗篇102篇第十二节。
Psalm 102, verse 12.
诗篇102篇第十二节。
But thou, O Lord, dost abide forever, and thy name to all generations. And verse 12 said that thy, O Lord, dost abide forever, and thy name is all generations.
十二节说主必存到永远，他的名是可纪念的，存到万代。
Talking about the everlasting God.
这里是跟我们讲，我们的主是永在之主。
If you look at the book of Isaiah chapter 41, also mentioned that he's the first and he's the last.
如果看以赛亚书四十一章，这也说我们的神是首先也是最后的。
And let's look at the Isaiah chapter 41, verse 4.
我们一起来看以赛亚书四十一章第四节。
And who has performed and accomplished it, and calling forth the generation from the beginning? I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last, I am He.
这里说第四节说，我神是首先的，也是末后的。
God Himself proclaimed, I am the Lord, am the first, and with the last, I am He.
这里神他自己说，我是主，我是首先的，也是末后的。
If you look at the Revelation 1, Revelation 22, all mention about He is the first beginning and end, and Alpha and Omega. And so the concept is God is everlasting God.
启示录一章第二十二章也都是这样说，主神是首先末后的。这所谓的首先末后，就是他是永存的。
When we study God,
当我们在查考我们神的时候
，Bible gives us all the kind of information about God.
圣经跟我们表明神各样的特性。
I think information in the scriptures may be not enough to explain our God.
但是可能经上所记的还不是完全的来解释神。
The Bible explains about His existence is true.
圣经说他是真存的。
And also Bible explains about His character.
圣经也跟我们讲他的神性。
Essentially, He's love and He's merciful, He's just.
例如说他是慈爱的，他是公义的。
And He's love.
他是充满爱的。
And also, Bible talking about the God's His almightiness.
圣经也跟我们讲神的全能。
Such as omnipotent and omnipresent, omniscient.
他是全能全在的神，也全知的神。
So God can do everything.
神有办法做一切事。
God is everywhere.
神是在每个地方同时。
God knows everything.
他也是完全知道一切。
Since he cover all these three segment, which means cover everything actually.
那他既然是全能全知全在，他其实就是充满一切的。
And also, Bible telling us about his essence.
圣经也继续跟我们讲他的神性。
His essence is very simple, but it's very important.
他的神性讲起来是很简单，但是非常重要。
And Jesus said, God is a spirit.
主耶稣说神是灵。
And also, He is self-existent.
他是自存的。
So everlasting God within the category of this His essence.
在这个永在之神是也是神性的其中一部分。
Everlasting concept is very hard to be conceived.
这个永在这个观念其实不是非常简单了解。
Because we are our nature is always within the time and space.
因为我们人本来就是受到空间时间的限制。
But God constantly teaching us in the scriptures, I am the everlasting God.
但是神在圣经上重复一直跟我们说，他是一个永在的神。
So, God trying to change our view to the everlasting view.
他要我们人也开始去思想永在的事，永远的事。
So, look at the whole entire life from the everlasting view.
我们从这个永生的角度来看我们本身的生命。
Since we become a children of God,
当我们成了神的儿女以后，
our life is no longer limited time and space supposed to.
我们的生命就不再受时间空间的限制了。
But we have to get into the His everlasting concept.
我们也要进入这个永在一个观念。
But why we should not love the money and we should not love the world?
为什么我们今天可以不爱金钱，不爱世界呢？
Because when we have an everlasting concept, then things are limited in this world. There's not any values actually.
因为我们如果了解永在这个观念，世上的事就没有这么价值了。
Sometimes we play like a monopoly.
有时候我们好像在玩游戏一样。
And monopoly maybe takes several hours to finish this whole.Games.
有一个游戏叫做大富翁大概要花了几个小时才玩得完。
So you can put your idea and your worldly wisdom and then, well, just this is just a game anyway.
你可以用自己的技巧去来玩这个游戏，但是这个是一个也再怎么讲还是一个游戏而已。
So that you can be yourself a millionaire in this kind of a monopoly game.
你这个游戏里面可能真的成了一位大富翁。
But you know that this game is just a game.
但再怎么说还是一个游戏而已。
Since you become a millionaire in a monopoly game, it's not much a big deal to you. Is it true?
在这个大富翁的游戏里，你就算成为百万富翁又怎么样呢？
In this game, maybe you become a very poor man. It doesn't matter.
但是如果同时在这个游戏里，如果你变得很穷，也不怎么样。
Because the monopoly game is within this small the panel and the game is inside of there.
因为这个大富翁游戏再怎么讲，就是在这个游戏桌上而已。
Once you become a not, you cannot make a millionaire, that you can make another game, so you can be a millionaire anyway.
如果你这次不成百万富翁，再玩一次可能就成百万富翁了。
So you become a millionaire, so what? The game finished and finished.
第二次玩就算成百万富翁又怎么样呢？还是会结束的。
But you can see there's a lot of paper money there.
我们记得如果玩过的话，有很多纸做的假钱。
Picture shows you have a nice house there.
有那个相片说你好像有很豪华的房子。
But from your point of view, this game is no meaning at all. Actually.
但是从我们的观点，这个游戏不值得什么。
Maybe because you just use a little bit of your, you know, intellectual minds or a little some wisdom, so you play game.
我们可以用一点点自己的聪明小技巧来玩这个游戏。
But from even human point of view, when we look at the 60-70 years of our lifespan, these several hours a game is nothing, actually.
我们用我们人一生六七十年的时间来跟这个游戏几个小时的来比，这个游戏不算什么。
We can see that when the little children, they collect something.
我们看看我们的小朋友，他们喜欢收集什么东西。
Have you noticed that when they are in an elementary school, they start to collect something?
你看看他们小学开始就很喜欢收集一些他们喜爱的东西。
Sound like a little girl and collect a lot of what is it, dolls and bear things. They collect a lot, 20, 30, 40, 50.
例如说小女孩可能会喜欢收集洋娃娃，可能收集二三十五四五个。
But after they grown up certain age, all becomes so much a burden.
但是慢慢长大以后，这些收集的玩具就有时候成为一个累赘。
So when they go to college, they picked only one or two very important ones. The rest of them, put it in the garage.
所以当上大学的时候，可能选挑最喜欢的一两个，剩下就丢到车库去了。
Also, the boy they collect different things, you know, kind of cars or things they collect.
小男孩可能他们是收集车子还是什么玩具。
At that time, they cherish so much about their collections.
但是小时候他们对这个收集的非常的在意。
But after the time passed, these collections become nothing. It's no meaning at all.
慢慢时间过去以后，这些所收集的就在他们心目中就不再那么有价值。
So, once we look at our life with the everlasting view,
我们今天如果用永生的角度来看我们人生
things belongs to this earth and belong to this world is actually nothing.
其实在这世上所有的一切都不算什么。
And at the same time, we still have a flesh that we have.
但是不可否定的，我们还是有这个肉体。
So we constantly put ourselves the value that belongs to this world.
所以我们还是要用世上的价值来看我们的生命。
But why we keep coming to the church, why we listen to the word of God, why we meditate the word of God?
我们今天为什么要常常到教会来学习神的道理，来思想他的话语呢？
Because we want to understand everlasting God.
因为我们要记得这个永生之神。
So that we can understand all the things belongs to this world become nothing.
我们要记得说这个世上所有的一切都不是都没有价值的。
That's what Paul says. The love of the money it becomes love of the money is the source of all the evils.
保罗才跟我们说，贪财是万恶之根。
Because things that we just holding things belong to this world become an obstacle for our faith to understand the everlasting God.
我们对这个世上的东西的爱就变成我们信仰上的一个障碍。
So the Bible gives us this understanding that let our mind expanded, wide open,
帮助我们的把我们的眼光放得更开更远。
So that we can truly understand the everlasting God.
我们才可以真正来明白这永存的神。
And we hope that during our life in this world,
我们希望在我们这一生里
we truly understand things belongs to this world is nothing.
我们可以真的明白在世上的一切不是什么，是没有价值的。
Things that belongs to God is the most precious one.That is everything to us.
那所属于神的才是真正有永生有价值的，永远的价值。
And John chapter 5 says he is the source, because he's everlasting God, he's the source of life.
约翰福音第五章跟我们说，因为他是所有的一切，所以他是最宝贵的生命。
Only everlasting God can do to us.
只有这个永存的神才有办法做的。
John chapter 5,
我们一起来看约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5 verse 26.
约翰福音第五章第二十六节。
Chapter 5 verse 26, book of John. For just as the Father has a life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have a life in himself. Here Jesus says, for a Father has a life in himself.Even so, he gave it to the Son also to have a life in himself. He's talking about everlasting life.
这里说，因为父怎样自己有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样自己有生命。这是在讲神的永生。
So we believe in God. This God is everlasting God.
我们相信这个神是永存的神。
So that's why if our dimension within our minds.Only limited in this world.
如果我们所想的只是限制在这个世上而已。
We trying to satisfy with the things belongs to in this world, then the problem is that this person cannot understand God. Simply saying.
如果我们只有在世上要找到可以满足我们的，这样子的话，我们其实心里就没有神这个永存的神了。
We know because Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life."
因为主耶稣跟我们说，他是道路、真理、生命。
A Christian is always looking forward to see the way in the Bible that is showing us the truth and the life.
我们当基督徒就是一直在圣经里要寻找这个永生的道路。
Our satisfaction is come from our everlasting God.
我们心中的满足其实是从这个永生的神来的。
So that we can our life full of joy within ourselves.
所以我们生命中可以充满的喜乐。
And Moses also, when he prayed to God, is his everlasting to everlasting.
当摩西跟神祷告的时候，他也说，他也认识这些神是永存的神。
He's been in this world for 120 years in his life.
他在这个世上活了120年。
He understood the life is very short.
他了解这人生其实是很短暂的。
Without everlasting God within himself.
如果我们生命中没有这个永存的神的话，
he cannot find out his true meaning of his life.
他觉得他生命其实没有什么意义。
He has a lot of potential when he was in the young age.
他年轻的时候是蛮有潜力的。
When he was he was such a blissful and in this world worldly way says he was a very lucky man.
在世上的观点来看，他其实是一个非常幸运的人。
Because he himself was his little ark was sent to the Nile River, and then the princess find out and brought this out of the Nile River.
在小时候就被放在尼罗河里，被公主捡起来当儿子。
Most of the male of the Israelites, they all died at that time.
那时候以色列的男婴全部都被杀掉了。
But he and his ark was a little ark to be picked up by the princess. His life totally changed.
但是因为他是放在小篮子里被公主捡起来，他的生命就马上改变。
I think when he lived his life in the palace, actually he can access everything.
我相信他在王宫里要什么就有什么。
He can receive all the education from the palace.
他受到王宫里最好的教育。
I think at that time the Egyptians the cultures and their understanding of the knowledge is very high at that time.
我相信那时候埃及皇宫里的文化跟他们的知识都是非常非常高。
Because one of a major what is called the civilization has come out of the occur from the Nile River in that place, right?
因为我们人类的文明其中一个很重要的就是从尼罗河那边过来的。
So we can say Moses he accessed all the high he received high education in the palace.
所以我们相信摩西一定受到很高的教育。
So actually, his life is nothing a lack of actually in himself.
其实他在肉体上什么都不缺。
But he always know that he is not came from the Egyptians.
但是他非常明白，常常记着他不是一个埃及人。
So things belongs to in this world, which is excessive, you know, the luxurious life and the received high education cannot satisfy his soul.
所以虽然有豪华的人的生活，有很高的教育，但是他心里还是不满足。
Because his identity is not came from this world.
因为他晓得他不属于这世界。
It came from God.
但是他是从神来的。
Of course, when he was 40 years old.
当他四十岁的时候。
And he himself end up to the mistakenly killed the Egyptian.
他不小心杀了一个埃及人。
But the motivation was a very good motivation.
当然他的动机是很好。
Trying to help his people.
他想要帮助他自己的人。
He wants to prove his identity.
他要让大家知道他是以色列人。
Yet God sent him to the wilderness.
但是神差派他到旷野去。
40 years, which means from 40 to 80 years of his life.
他从四十岁到八十岁是这段时间。
We have noticed that God never showed up to him.
我们看圣经，神从来不跟他说话。
Until God showed up to him when he was eighty years old.
一直到等到八十岁的时候。
So we think about the 40 whole years of his life.
我们想一想，他在四十年怎么过的呢
？He eventually losing his own identity.
他把他自己的自我完全消灭了。
The first 40 years that he received.That this becomes eventually becomes his history and then diminish out of his mind, his memory.
他前四十年所得到的一切，慢慢的就消失了。
When later, when he's age 80 years, now he become like an old man.
当他八十岁的时候，其实已经是算一个老人了。
He's not like an able person like before.
我想他体力也没有像过去那么好。
And he has no any people support behind him.
他后面也没有人在支持他。
There's no such things he can present himself to anybody. He's like a very powerful man, very able man. Cannot say that.
他没有什么背景来说他是一个有能力的人。
Maybe just merely as like a shepherd.
只不过是一个放羊的人吧。
But God called him.
但是就在这时候，神呼召了他。
God wants to use him for 40 years.
神要用他40年。
That's actually designed for Moses.
这四十年是特别为他为摩西准备的。
God doesn't want to use him like 80 years. God wants to use 40 years.
神不没有计划要用他八十年，就只要用四十年。
Once we look at the Bible, we can clearly tell us all the entire whole histories.
我们来学习，如果查考圣经，我们就可以看得出来。
Within the history, God wants to use him for 40 years.
在历史上，神就是要用他四十年这段时间。
Within this 40 years.God revealed Himself, His everlasting God.
在这四十年中，神让摩西了解他是永存的神。
When he asked, "What is your name? How can I address you to my people?" He said, "I am who I am."
当摩西对神问神说，您是谁呢？神说，我是自存永在的神。
80 years old man slowly discovered God is everlasting God.
这个八十岁的老人慢慢的学到神就是这位永存的神。
This is become his foundation of his faith.
这个是他信仰的基础。
So he carried his people out of Egypt.
他把他的百姓带领出来。
You have noticed that his age from 80 to 120 years, there's no such like his own personal life actually.
我们如果仔细看，他从八十岁到一百二十岁，没有什么私人的生活。
Actually, the first 80 years may be his own personal life.
可能前八十年是他个人私人。的生活很充足
充满。But because of the God trained him, and then now he's 80 years old to 120, God used him for the everlasting values.
但是通过神的训练以后，从八十到一百二十岁，神好好的用他。
So God Himself revealed through him, through His work, that God is everlasting God.
通过神的话跟他本身，神让摩西学到他是永存的神。
Such is the most meaningful life he led during these 40 years.
其实摩西的生命最有价值的地方也是这四十年。
Yet this 40 years the most toughest year for his life.
但是想一想，这四十年其实是最苦的四十年。
The last 40 years he suffered a lot.
这是后面最四十年他受了非常多苦。
I think emotionally, psychologically, he stressed a lot from the people and from his work for the everlasting God.
他为了神的工作，在这事里面，在精神上、心灵上都受到了很大的痛苦。
Yet most meaningful time these 40 years.
但是最有价值的也是这四十年。
But which is as a man is most after the most precious age after finished, which is from 80 to 120 when he was when he became old man, his life is most precious time actually given to him.
在人看起来最后面最没有用这四十年，却在神的眼里是最有价值的。
So look at Psalm chapter 90.
我们一起来看诗篇九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90, verse 1 to verse 4.
诗篇第九十篇第一到第四节。
Psalm chapter 90, verse 1 to 4.
诗篇九十篇一到四节。
The Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or thou didst give birth to the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou dost turn men back into dust, and dost say, Return, O children of men.For a thousand years in thy sight, like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night. Well, this is very short passage.
这个是摩西写的一段经节。
He understands that he himself just part of the like dots within the his everlasting will in this world.
他了解他是在神这个大计划里其中的一小点而已。
And verse 2, he said, Before the mountain were born, or thou didst give birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
第二节说，在诸山还没有出生，在世界还没有造成，从恒古到永远，你是神。
If we cannot understand this passage clearly and deeply,
如果我们没有好好的了解这段经节，
that we cannot be humble ourselves.
我们没有办法真的谦卑下来。
If we cannot understand the everlasting God,
我们没有真的好好的把握住神的永存。
Maybe we can as appearance ourselves physically, we can do a lot of things maybe.
可能我们自己如果当家长，我们可以做出帮小孩子做很多事。
But without understanding this, still we can do church work. We can do that.
但是如果这一点不了解的话，我想在圣工上面没有办法好好的做。
But With understanding of everlasting God.
但是如果我们了解神是永存的神
He could humbly serve God for 40 years.
摩西就是这样子有办法谦卑的服侍神40年。
Of course we sense he made a mistake.
当然我们知道他也有做错的地方。
In Catespania, he strike the rock two times.
神叫他不要打磐石他却打了两次。
But even this mistake, actually, it's not because of his personal anger, actually.
但是他犯这个错误其实不是他因为自己生气。
So entire his life actually, within the 120, these 40 years, most precious life he lived.
所以我们知道他最后40年是最有价值、最有意义的。
Because he truly God worked with him, for the everlasting God worked with him.
因为那时候他就明白神的永存跟神一起同工。
I hope that we can understand the everlasting God.
我希望我们都能明白神的永存
So we can see how small we are.
我们才会了解我们有多么微小
So that's why it's nothing to be proud of ourselves, nothing to show up to anything to anybody.
其实我们自己没有什么可夸可以骄傲的事
Just as we ourselves is enough.
我们自己思考就够了
Because we are so small.
我们是非常的微小的。
There's no way that we can compare each other actually.
其实跟人没有什么好比的。
How great you are, how small I am, it doesn't that much a big difference at all.
这个人多么伟大，这么人多微小，其实这些都不重要。
But sometimes we can tell it's among the men.
但是有时候人就是这么样的软弱。
Sometimes constantly we can see who is great, who is small.
我们常常会想要跟别人比。
Such like a comparison.
这样子做比较。
But once we understand the everlasting God,
但是我们如果真正了解神的永存
then we can tell this is just nothing.
我们就了解这些都不算什么了。
God is everlasting God.
因为他是永存的神。
Whatever he do, this value is everlasting.
跟神所做的功是永远有价值的。
So with a humble heart, we can join there, be part of the dots, that it's such a grateful.
如果我们可以谦卑的就做这他的计划中的一点，我们就觉得很满足了。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
我们来看《传道书》第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 14.
来看十四节。
14 and 15.
传道书十三章第三章。十四节、十五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14 and 15.
传道书第三章第十四节、十五节。
I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it. For God has so worked that man should fear Him. That which has been already, and that which will be has already been. For God seeks what has passed by. And this is wonderful because I know, verse 14 says, I know that everything God does will remain forever.
十四节这里说，我知道神一切所做的都必永存。
And there is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it.
无所增添，无所减少。
Because He is everlasting.
因为他就是永存的神。
I hope that we can understand this everlasting God continually.
我希望我们可以一直了解这位永存的神。
So that we can be part of his everlasting work. To be part of there, to be honored to.Ourselves and honor to God.
我们可以在这个永存的计划中，可以参与。
And also sometimes we go through the like trials or go through like some kind of a difficult part of our life. Sometimes we have gone through.
有时候在我们生命中会遇到困难，遇到不好的事。
Sometimes it seems like we in the such a condition, we think that we lose everything at the moment.
遇到挫折，我们觉得说我们失去了一切。
Suddenly we think that we are very small in this world.
我们会忽然觉得非常的微小。
Sometimes we dismay, we discouraged.
我们甚至会很失望，很灰心。
But we always understand that his work toward to us for the everlasting value.
但是我们要记得，神在我们所身上所做的工是永存的。
Always things happen in this in this world that we are in a part of there in a difficulties or like a trials because there's a purpose.
我们在世上所经历的一些困难，其实都是有它的意义的。
This purpose is everlasting purpose.
这个意义其实是为了我们永生来做的。
That's why it's very precious, actually.
其实这是非常可贵的。
If you are under the trial,
我们如果在受苦的当中，
you have something difficulties in your life.
如果我们生命中现在有困难，
do not look at the things that belongs in this world as it is.
我们不要只有把我们的眼光放在这世上而已。
Because you can open your eyes as with the spiritual eyes.
我们如果可以用属灵的眼光来看，
from the everlasting view，
从永生的角度来看，
then this suffering can turn around to be turn around for the everlasting value. Then it becomes the grace of God.
但那现在我们所受的苦，可能在永生神的眼里是有益的。
Also, in this world, there is nothing permanent, but only temporarily.
我们要记得，这世上是没有长存的。
But the value is everlasting.
但是它的价值可能是永远的价值。
That's why for us, everything is blessing.
所以我们基督徒的生命中，什么事都是有。
There is no such thing. So this part is blessing. This part is not the blessing. There is no such things.
都是有福气的，没有是说这个是有某部分是有福气，另外一部分是不是算福气。
Of course, we testified how much you receive the blessing. A certain part, we can say.
有时候我们在做见证的时候，只是讲我们生命某个部分受到神的祝福。
But if we find that the grace of God, actually, all the parties become a great blessing. Actually,
但是如果我们要谈神的福气、神的祝福的话，其实我们每一个生命的每一个部分都是神的祝福。
Sometimes losing is a blessing.
有时候失去也算是祝福。
Sometimes gain is a blessing.
有时候得到也是祝福。
Everything is a blessing.
什么事都可以是神的祝福。
Because we can see that He's an everlasting God.
因为他是永存之神。
Because He, God Himself, come into our life to help us.
因为神他本身会到我们的生命里来帮助我们。
Especially when we in a difficult time.
尤其是我们在经过困难的时候。
Easier our mind to be narrowed down.
我们人本性是很快就是看不到别的地方。
Easily discourage ourselves at times.
我们遇到困难常常很快就会灰心。
But that times we have to step back ourselves.
但是那时候我们要安静下来好好的看。
So we can look up to God, see that He's everlasting.
我们仰望神，看看永生的价值。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 7.
希伯来书十二章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 7 to 13.
希伯来书第十二章第七节到十三节。
Chapter 12 from verse 7 to Verse 13.
第十二章第七节一直到第十三节。
It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what the son is there whom his father does not discipline. But if you are without discipline, for of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we had an earthly father to discipline us, and we respected them. And shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of Spirit and live? For they discipline us for a short time as it seems best to them. But he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet, to those who have been trained by it, afterward, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Therefore, strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble, and make a straight path for your feet, so that the limb which is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. I think it's here the writers, a book of Hebrew, and that inspired by God, they write this word. Actually, the discipline, it is a blessing for us.
这里希伯来书作者通过神的感动说，我们受管教是为了我们有益。
One of our members in the Midwest, the sister. She had a daughter.
我们教会美国中部有一位姐妹，她有一个女儿。
This daughter is it's quite make her stress in her life. After she was born.
这位女儿生出来以后，就在她妈妈的身上，加添了很多烦恼。
A lot of medical problem to her.
她的在健康上面有很多问题。
It was a great torturing actually for her.
讲真的，对这妈妈讲是一个很大的挑战。
When she came to the spiritual convocation, many years ago, actually.
在很多年前，我记得有一次他们来参加灵恩会。
I couldn't find out any joy, any kind of smile from her face.
我从她妈妈脸上看，一直看不出来有什么笑容。
Actually, her emotionally and also psychologically, a lot of stress. I can tell.
我可以看得出他精神上、心灵上有很大的压力。
Of course, many brothers and sisters we can comfort her.
当然，很多弟兄姐妹都去安慰他。
Yet it didn't work. Let her to be, you know, to be comforted actually.
但是这些安慰好像没有什么用。
But after a few years passed,
几年以后
this suffering now changed her life.
这个受苦好像改变了她。
And now actually her girl getting better.
那她女儿也是渐渐的转好。
Still a lot of stress also to her.
还是有很多很大的压力。
Yeah, she understands this little one become her blessing.
但是她慢慢的体会到她的女儿其实对她来讲是一个祝福。
This time the last week she came to attend the spiritual convocation in Chicago.
上个星期他把他女儿带到芝加哥去参加灵恩会。
And she testified.
他做见证。
How much she suffered from because of the little girl.
他跟大家说，他为了这女儿受了多么苦。
But now she can see that how much God blessed her.
但是他现在看得非常清楚，神通过这个女儿多么的祝福她。
And then after her testimonies.I just kind of concluded her testimony.
她见证以后，我帮她做了一个结论。
Before I couldn't see her smile, but now I can see her smile.
我说我以前没有看过她有笑容，现在已经看到她常常在微笑。
Because she understands the grace of God.
因为她终于明白神给她的恩典。
So sometimes there's such kind of trials and also the kind of problems come upon our life.
有时候我们生活上也有这些困难，有这些经历。
But yet, because God want us to open our eyes.
但是神要把我们的眼睛张开打开。
Anybody who do not have any experience of suffering or a trial, they never be grow up themselves.
如果我们人从来没有受过经历过这些试炼的话，永远长不大。
We have gone through a difficult time and trials, so we learn about God.
我们通过试炼，通过困难，我们才会去感受到神。
But we know what is most important thing in the most important thing in our life.
我们才会去慢慢的查考生命中最重要的到底是什么。
Otherwise, it's become never be the ripened our faith.Our faith never be ripened.
不然的话，我们的灵命永远是不成熟的。
God constantly train us, actually, in each individual, each you and I, God train us different way.
其实神用各种方法，每一个人身上都在训练我们。
Maybe because at the beginning we focus our life toward this world.
可能我们一开始眼光就只有放在世上。
You know, things belongs to this world is our focus on our life.
我们把所有的精神都放在世上。
But God constantly be fixing our focus, our goal toward the everlasting way.
但是神会把我们的眼光放在永生上。
So that we can choose God instead of something else in this world.
所以我们会选择神而不选择世上的事。
Anybody who do not know the value of everlasting, then they choose.From this world, then.
如果还不明白永生的价值，这个人就是会继续选择世上的事。
Jesus talking about the hidden treasures.
主耶稣也跟我们讲说这个隐藏的宝贝。
When he go to the field and digging out, he find out that there's a very precious treasures under the field.
有人在到田地去挖到去找宝贝。
And then he go to the sell all his property and then come and he pay everything that he has. And he He chose this hidden treasure.
他把他所有的变卖以后，把他钱来去换这个地上的这个宝贝。
Why this man chose the hidden treasure instead of all that he belongs to in this world?
为什么这个人会变卖所有一切来换取这个地上隐藏的宝贝呢？
Because things he find out in the everlasting and under the field is most precious.
因为他了解藏在地上地下里面的这个宝贝是最有价值的。
Because it has an everlasting value there.
因为这个宝贝是有永远的价值。
So God constantly let us to find out these hidden treasures in our field.
在我们的心田里，在我们的生命的田里，神也要让我们找到这个价值。
So let us willing to give up things in this world, we can choose this one.
我们要愿意放弃世上的一切来得到这个宝贵的宝贵的价值的宝贝。
Why the Paul's faith is so precious?
为什么保罗的信仰这么有价值呢？
Because he know how to holding the Jesus Christ in his life.
这么可贵呢？因为他知道如何抓住主耶稣基督。
And instead of worldly things, and he wants to choose God.And the things all he belongs to the ravished.
他选择主耶稣基督，剩下世上一切都成为粪土了。
Listen to Philippians chapter 3.
我们来看腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Chapter 3 from verse 7.
从第七节开始念。
Chapter 3, verse 7 to 11.
第三章第七节到第十一节。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have accounted as a loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things.And count them but rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ. Verse 9. And may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own drive, derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the base of faith. Verse 10. That I may know him.And the power of his resurrections, and the fellowship of his suffering, being comforted to his death. Verse 11, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the death. Here, this part, because he can ravish everything, so that he can gain the Christ in his life.
这里说保罗他愿意丢弃一切。而为了要得基督
，because he understands this everlasting values，
因为他了解这个永存的永生的价值。
This verse 11 says, "In order that I may attain the resurrection from the dead."
第十一节说，或者我也可以以从死里得到复活。
He know how to compare things he can see from this world.
保罗这里做了一个比较，跟世上的事。
He can see the things that belongs to God, which are everlasting.
他可以看到属神的是永存的。
He's willing to choose the everlasting.
他选择永远的事。
This is God, the purpose He trained our life in this way.
这个也是神在我们信仰上训练我们的最终目的。
I'm sure because you and I are willing to seeking the everlasting life.
我相信你我都愿意求这个永生。
Because this is the most precious one.
因为这是最有价值的。
Of course, it is a blessing. God supplies all we need in this world.
当然，神在我们肉体上供给我们是一个祝福。
But our God, everlasting God, always that help us, that lead us to the everlasting way.
但更重要的，我们这永存的神是常常一直带领我们走向永生的道路。
Because what He prepared for us is everlasting kingdom.
因为他为我们所准备的是永存的天国。
Let us to be trained enough to receive this kingdom of God, which is everlasting kingdom.
我们希望得受这个训练来得到这个永生的天国。
We know because toward our children, we don't give anything the precious one when they are little.
我们知道，我们带小孩子的时候，他们小时候，我们不会把最好的给他们。
But when they grow up, let them enough to be trained, them enough, mature enough to receive them, we give it to them.
那他们长大成熟以后，我们就毫不犹豫的就把最好的给他们。
God also same.
神对我们也是这样子。
Our God is an everlasting God.
我们的神是永存的神。
He wants to give us His everlasting kingdom when we understand the importance of the everlasting.
他要 把这个永生的天国给我们，但是要当我们明白以后才给我。
That's why God is the God of wisdom.
所以这个是很有智慧的神。
God is a true God, and God is our Father.
他是真神，也是我们的天父。
And He is an everlasting God.
他是一位永存的神。
He always lead us to the everlasting way.
他会一直带领我们向永生的道路行走。
Let's sing Him.
一起来唱诗。
I forgot. I think 65. Yes, 65.